Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer's Farmer Sentiment Index dropped 5 points to 112 in September. The drop in farmer sentiment was primarily the result of producers' weakened perception of current conditions. The current conditions index dropped 9 points to 109, and the index of future expectations dropped 3 points to 113. Concerns about input costs, in some cases availability, are key factors behind the relative weakness in this month's farmer sentiment. A growing number of producers express concern about the impact of rising interest rates on their operations. High input costs were cited as the number one concern by 44% of the survey respondents, while 23% chose rising interest rates. Another 14% of respondents chose input availability as their biggest worry. The Farm Capital Investment Index also dropped as producers continue to indicate now is not a good time to make large investments in their farms. USDA meteorologist Eric Lubihusen notes a mixed bag of temperatures and dryness expected for the period of October 11th through the 17th.
The latest 8 to 14 day outlook, this covers the period October 11th through the 17th. The National Weather Service is calling for near normal temperatures across the Mississippi Valley to basically separate cooler than normal conditions across the eastern United States, especially from the mid-Atlantic north into interior New England, from warmer than normal temperatures across the western half of the country. As far as rainfall goes, we expect drier than normal weather to prevail from the central and northern Pacific coast eastward across the northern plains, much of the midwestern United States, and then extending southward into the Appalachians and including the Mid-Atlantic states. So it's kind of a continuous swath of drier than normal weather expected, essentially from the northern Pacific coast eastward and southeastward into the Mid-Atlantic. That will contrast with above normal rainfall expected to continue across the lower Four Corners region, as well as the southern half of the plains, which includes much of central and western Texas.
A Mexican presidential decree to ban genetically modified corn in 2024 would have severe economic consequences for the U.S. and Mexican economies. A study from the World Perspectives, Inc. says the move will result in a loss of billions of dollars for America's farmers and higher prices for Mexican consumers. The net economic loss for the U.S. corn industry in the first year of the ban would be around $3.5 billion. The U.S. ethanol industry, including DDGS, will incur a net loss of $521 million after accounting for gains from the lower GM corn prices. This is Inside Agriculture.